Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. It's been a while since you heard that. I could see why. But hopefully I'm back for good this time. This is actually a live show, no pre-recorded or anything. Let me tell you something. This radio show is actually being done on Radio DJ on Windows XP with no issues whatsoever. My current hunch is that maybe I just had to update VirtualBox. I think I was using a much older version of VirtualBox. I think it was in version 6.1 or something. I can't remember. I think I'm on a newer version now. Let me check and see what version I'm on. Version 7.0.24 from 2025. Yeah. So yeah, quite interesting. It probably just needed to be updated if I had to guess. Mixed soul sets. And also I can monitor it on a second screen too, in case if it does crash, so I know what's going on. But anyway, I wanted to give you an update on what's going on outside. It's snowing. Yeah. And speaking of the devil, we have two warnings for Dallas right now. We have two weather warnings, including a ice storm warning. Let's see what these are about. There's an ice storm warning that starts at 10 p.m. that started at 10 p.m. yesterday. My mouth does not want to cooperate, unfortunately, like it always does. And it'll end at 4 a.m. Friday, February 14th. And then the cold weather advisory will start at 7 p.m., which was yesterday. But then it'll end today at noon, so that's good. Unless if they extend it, which I'm hoping they won't. But that's their track record, so who knows. Anyway, here's today's weather for Thursday, February 13th. Again, my mouth doesn't really want to cooperate, so please be careful if I try to take pauses here or there. Cold, periods of snow, sleet, and freezing rain this morning. Up to 1 inch, followed by a bit of snow this afternoon. Icy spots could cause dangerous traveling. High of 35. And then tonight, it'll be cloudy and cold with a little ice mixing with, then changing it just back to rain, washing it away. Watch for the icy spots in the evening, though, with a low of 30. Simple as that. And here's the current weather. 27 degrees, real field 25, cloudy. Real field shade is 25, with a wind of north 5 miles per hour. With wind gusts up to 9 miles per hour for air quality affair. Their new winter cast has just started. Wait Wednesday night to Thursday afternoon. The snow lasts 3 hours. And the ice is ending in 5 hours. Yep. I'll give you the 3-day forecast, or I can try the 5-day forecast. But my mouth does not want to cooperate today, guys. But for today, February 13th, it'll be 35 high, 30 low, an icy mix up to 1 inch. Tonight, a little ice and rain and cold. Friday, February 14th, aka Valentine's Day, it'll be 50 high, 33 low. A wintry mix in the morning and mostly cloudy later today. Saturday, February 15th, it'll be 44 high, 39 low. Cloudy, a shower in the p.m., occasional rain and drizzle. Sunday, February 16th, it'll be 52 high, 44 low. Cloudy with a little rain and drizzle, and on Monday, it'll be 53 high, 40 low, with rare cloudy, a little rain, and mostly cloudy in the evening. And there you go, that's the weather. Anyway, do we have any school closures today, I wonder? Let's look that up. Alright, let's just look up, school closures on the, Dallas School District website. Ah, due to inclement weather, Dallas School District schools are closed today on February 13th, 2025. All classes and school activities, including after-school programs, are canceled. So there you go. No school today, guys, for Dallas, Oregon. There you go. Simple as that. Anyway, if there's no school today, guys, it's canceled. Anyway, there you go. Yeah, let's close out that. There we go. Anyway, let's go ahead and put some music in, guys. Let's first start off with the commercial. Always gotta do that. Must be out. Yep. Okay. Or I guess that's 3 minutes. And throat does not want to cooperate today, guys. I'm sorry. Let's play. Play a good celebratory song, Take Me Out, by Friends for That Ed. And then after that, it's about 4 minutes, by the way. After that, we'll play a shorter one. Let's see here, it's short enough. Try levitating. That might work. Seems a little bit too off, but we'll try anyway. Anyway, it's been a while since I've done a live show, so there you go. And I don't know how it's turning out on the air, guys. I think it's turning out okay, guys, so yeah. Anyway, also another hitch we're having with our hosting is our podcast hosting provider. They haven't update our RSS feed who knows how long, so I don't know what their deal is. Either we find a different provider, or we just go somewhere else. I don't know. In other words, find a different provider. Anyway, I don't know what to do, guys. I don't really know what to do. Anyway, if you're trying to look for some of our newer episodes from mid-January, they're not there, because, yeah. I think they're on there. I had to upload them. They're just not showing up on the RSS feed, so they're just not propagating, or whatever the heck you want to call it. But anyway, enough all that. We'll just have to try again later, guys. There you go. Anyway, coming up in the next segment is Food Talk, guys. We'll be right back. Don't go away with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with Food Talk. Don't go away. Yep. Friends for that ad. Take me out right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, here we go with Food Talk, and we're going to kick off the holiday season right with Valentine's Day recipes. So here we go with sweet and salty baked donuts. These baked donuts are delicious and slightly healthier than their fry counterparts. I like to mimic my favorite from the donut shop, chocolate glaze with chopped peanuts. But the donut by itself is a great blank canvas. If you do not have the whole wheat pastry flour on hand, just use all-purpose flour if necessary. Just saying. Alright, here we go. It's ready in 23 minutes. It yields 6 donuts. It has 14 ingredients. It serves 6. So it doesn't take that all time at all, really. Here's what you need. You need a half cup of all-purpose flour or a half cup of whole wheat pastry flour. One or the other, whichever you prefer. Whichever you have available also as well. To you, that is. But anyway, 6 tablespoons of sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 6 tablespoons of buttermilk, yep, 1 egg, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1 tablespoon of melted butter. Now for the chocolate glaze. You want 1/4 cup of chocolate chips, yep, 1 tablespoon of melted butter, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1 teaspoon of hot water, and chopped peanuts. And this recipe is just 4 steps, by the way, quite interestingly enough. First, you want to preheat your oven to 325 and lightly grease your donut pan. And then mix together the dry ingredients. Add the remaining ingredients and whisk it to combine it. Using a piping bag, pipe the batter into the prepared pan. You can also carefully use a spoon to fill the pan if you'd like. If you don't have the piping bag, that is, but you get the idea. Then you want to bake it for 8 to 11 minutes or until the donuts spring back when touched. Let it cool for 5 minutes before removing to a wire rack. During this time, prepare your glaze by microwaving all 4 ingredients together until it's smooth. Finally, dip the tops of the slightly cooled donuts into the glaze and top it with the chopped peanuts. And I believe that's it. It's called Sweet and Salty Baked Donut. Simple as that. And by the way, this is part of the, what is it part of? 19 Ways to Eat Chocolate for Breakfast, which is part of the Valentine's Day collection. Yep. Anyway, we'll try to read one more. Chocolate gravy, huh? Excellent. It's just like eating warm chocolate pie. Let's see what this is about. It's submitted by whoever this is, Laurel, Indiana. My kids love this stuff for a breakfast treat. My husband thinks it's better as a dessert, though, after his eggs and bacon. That's funny. This recipe is posted for Newspaper Gal. I found an old church cookbook, the original recipe provided by a dear friend of my aunt's. This is to be served over hot buttered biscuits and an extra yummy treat for the kids, little and big ones alike. Huh. Interesting. Anyway, it's ready in 15 minutes. It serves 6 ingredients. You need 1/2 cup of cocoa, 1/2 cup of flour, 2 cups of sugar, 4 cups of milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and a dash of salt, which is optional. First, you want to combine the sugar, cocoa, flour, and salt. Add in just enough of the milk to make the mixture a smooth paste. Gradually add the rest of the milk, stirring well. Cook it over medium heat, stirring constantly, until the consistency of pudding. Remove it from the heat and add the vanilla. Then you can serve it over hot buttered biscuits. You know, something tells me this recipe is kind of a little bit wacko and weird. Huh. But everyone has their own opinion, I guess. Anyway, we might have time for one more. We'll read this chocolate peanut butter smoothie and call this segment a day, guys. Great for a quick breakfast or after workout snack. It's high in protein and low in fat. Yeah. And it's very quick too, by the way, so this is a good candidate. Ready in 2 minutes, it serves two, just 5 ingredients, and just one simple step. Here's what you need: a half cup of skim milk, or a half cup of soy milk, whichever you prefer, 2 tablespoons of chocolate syrup, 2 tablespoons of creamy peanut butter, 1 frozen banana, and 1 cup of non-fat vanilla yogurt. Here's directions, there's literally just one step. Place all the ingredients in the blender and process until it's smooth. Simple as that. Yeah! And there you go. Anyway, that might do it for food talk. And we'll move on to the commercial break now. Yep. Should we put in... Ah, man, I don't have it, do I? Man... Oh, well. So let's put this one in instead. Alright. There we go. There we go. Alright, let's see what we can play here. Let's play Ariana Grande first with Yes And. About 3.5 minutes, so there you go. And after that we'll play, let's play Calvin Harris. Why not? See how that act turns out. Anyway, I guess coming up will be Ariana Grande, Yes and Calvin Harris, Meet You on the Outside, featuring Ellie Goulding. I know Ellie Goulding said that line, but well. Anyway, and coming up in the next segment, I guess we are going to do TMZ Celebrity News. Because of course we are. Yeah, so anyway, there you go. Anyway, So yeah, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News, because of course it is. Yeah. Anyway, there you go, we read 3 recipes, that's a cool record. Let's see if we can keep that record going with TMZ. Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. It could be a hit or miss kind of thing, you never know what might happen around here, guys, just saying. Anyway, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News at 8:40 a.m., of course. So there you go. But anyway, this is the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, February 13th, 2025, of course. So there you go. Anyway, Morty, Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with TMZ Celebrity News. We will be right back right after this with TMZ Celebrity News following Ariana Grande and Calvin Harris featuring Ellie Goulding. So there you go. Anyway, we'll be right back right after this. Sorry for repeating myself. Yep. And right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. There you go. Anyway, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News. And no, I'm always going to block that. Because I don't really want notifications from you, TMZ. But anyway, enough of all that. We're going to kick things off with Teddy Mellencamp. And the divorce is still happening, unfortunately, despite the multiple tumors, interestingly enough. Teddy Mellencamp has received some shocking health news on Wednesday, which was today, by the way. Actually, no, that was yesterday. I stand corrected. But anyway, but despite finding out her brain is covered in numerous tumors, it hasn't changed anything about her pending divorce. Sources with direct knowledge have told TMZ the reality television star and her estranged husband, Edwin Arroy, are still going for their divorce despite her diagnosis. That said, we're told her health is still a top priority for the family, and Edwin actually visited her in the hospital with their three kids on Wednesday. They haven't seen her since she underwent her surgery, though. Alright, let's keep reading. Looked pretty quick. Our sources say those who have chatted with Teddy since the surgery say she's been super positive in the midst of her harrowing medical reality. Teddy's BFF and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Kyle Richards and singer Morgan Wade are among those who chatted with her, visiting her in the hospital. Now, as we reported, Teddy announced she was in the hospital after dealing with debilitating headaches for weeks, and doctors told her she has multiple tumors on her brain. She went under the knife yesterday to remove some of the largest tumors, though she said a number of the smaller ones would be handled by radiation treatment further down the road. Teddy and Edwin announced their split in the fall, and though they claimed the split was amicable, they didn't even spend Thanksgiving together, leading many to wonder how they were getting along. Our sources want to make it very clear, while the divorce is still on, it's a discussion for another time, and the focus is very much Teddy's health. Clearly, their issues aren't big enough to stop Edwin from being there for her in this difficult time, after all. Just saying. Anyway, on to the next story. Village People singer Victor Willis says the YMCA isn't about gay sex, but it's not gay. Village People lead singer Victor Willis says he got an apology from comedian Jim Jeffries for saying YMCA is code for gay sex, but he cops the fact that the song definitely can be taken two ways, though. There was an episode of Two Angry Men on, yeah, anyway. Yeah, here it is. Victor jumped on TMZ's sister podcast, known as Two Angry Men, with Harvey and Mark Garagos, and he admitted when he wrote the iconic song, the lyrics were a double entendre. Straight people could interpret hanging out with all the boys as maybe playing hoops, while gay people could view it as getting down in various places at the facility. By the way, we contracted Jim Jeffries, who said Victor's wife, Karen, called him and said he could call YMCA a gay anthem, but not say it's about sex in the showers. Jim agreed to not to keep talking about it, but says he did not apologize. Ooh. Yeah, I have the screen extended, so it's a little bit tricky to manage. Let's keep reading. Victor told Mark and Harvey something pretty shocking. He says only 10% of their fan base is gay, and he may lose them because the gay community is super pissed that the group performed at several of Trump's inauguration balls. Oh, and there's this. Harvey noticed the Village People kind of kept their distance from Trump during the performance. Victor telegraphed he wasn't necessarily down with the president's policies, but hey, business is business, yeah! Alright, we might have time for maybe one more story. Yep. San Diego, new camera angle. Video is showing Navy jet hitting the water. Yeah. Harrowing new footage of the fighter jet that crashed into San Diego Bay yesterday is circulating online, capturing a moment that the craft hit the water. You know what? We're not even going to bother reading the story. Let's just listen to the video. Yeah! Let's play it. Here we go. Whoa! It landed in the water. Can't really see it, but it landed. Well, you can't see it all, but it literally landed in the water. Yep. It was being watched on computer monitor, by the way. Oh, yeah, that is... Yeah, it just landed right into the bay. That's crazy. Here it goes again. Okay, we don't need to watch someone talk about. Anyway, that's it for TMZ Celebrity News. Simple as that. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, we're going to do some Pokemon Go gaming. So there you go. Anyway, yeah. Here we go. Let's see. Yeah, commercials is what I want. Yep, there we go. Put that one in. Put I hope in. And let's put in okay, it's already highlighted. My bad. Anyway, let me just double check. Yep, we're playing it. There we go. So coming up is I Hope featuring Charlie Puth from Gabby Barrett. And after that will be Somebody I Used to Know featuring Kimbra by Gote from the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates to Infinity soundtrack, which I have that game I've been playing again. Been taking a rest from it, but I still have my save file on my new computer, so it should still be there. I wouldn't see why it wouldn't. It's unfortunate I had to start all over, but at least it's made much farther. At least I'm making better progress than I did back in 2022. So, yeah. Anyway, and yeah, and speaking of the devil, we're gonna play Pokemon Go. I haven't played Pokemon Go in a long time, guys. This morning show's gonna have to make a cut for it, so there you go. They had an Enamorus out yesterday for Raid Hour, which, believe it or not, I already had, so I didn't bother, but it would be cool to have, but it's mostly repeats this season, so yeah, that would make sense. I'll be excited to see him restaurant again. No one's probably gonna want him, but kudos to Campfire, if possible. Anyway, there you go. Anyway, you're listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, February 13th, 2025. So coming up, I'm going to play Pokemon Go. I'm going to have to wire up Bluetooth for the phone. If it doesn't work, I'll have to figure out an alternative method. But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Gabby Barrett featuring Charlie Puth, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We meet the second half, let's play some Pokemon Go. Here we go. Yep. Hopefully it's up to date. Okay, looks like it'll let me through. Oh, okay, it's warning me about the snow. We'll just say I'm safe. We're in the house right now. stole since. Looks like we're great friends. Let's use a lucky egg. Oh, it would help if I buy one. Let's just do that. There we go. How much? Okay, I guess we'll do this then. Let's see what will be. Put me in level four. Oh, it's a shiny. Wow. Okay, what's this about? Okay. There must be some new Pokédex, it looks like. Well, what do you know? It's a free star shiny. Well, you know, just for the heck of it, I'm gonna evolve it. Yeah. I haven't played this game in so long, so there might be lots of big updates, I don't know. This 2 kilometer egg in, yes. And yeah. Anything else I can do here? Could probably do Ralts. I'll do you later. Okay. That's fair enough. I should open those gifts up. I don't have enough room. Someone sent me a friend request. That's nice. Yeah, why not? Anyway, how do we sort this by the gifts? There we go. That was simple enough. Okay, open. We can do the sound effects, that's nice. I'll send one back, why not? Just, yeah. That one sounds fair enough. Base there. Balls, that's nice. I'll send one to you later. Alright. Friendship level increase, yes. We'll send one back to you back. Habitators. Which one? Let's just use this one to burn it off. Alright. You are next. Alright. Let's just have one back there just for the heck of it. And we'll use this one to burn it off. The stickers, that is. Yeah. Thanks for my dependence, by the way. Alright, this one. I'll use the last one with this, but oh well. It's for a good cause, guys, just saying. We'll send one back again. This one here. Use this one this time. Okay. I good song there. That was a good sound. Change it to Marie. That's the only one I had for good cause. Alright, just a little bit more to go. Could go over on this one, guys, just saying. Send one more and then we'll call it here. We'll send Vulpix out to the next one. That's good to say. Okay, that's good enough. Claim reward, yes. Now my pack's gonna be full. Come on, Winnie. Come on. I guess we'll never know, because I gotta take commercial now. I'll just check really quick. Oh, wow, it's not full. Wow. Huh. Alright, we got 20 experience. Oh, we already got lucky eggs, so I'll just apply it automatically. How much experience left? Oh, cut pretty close there to get 1239. Anyway, we're gonna go ahead and... Well, we can catch a Pokemon really quick. It's tiny, huh? Fair enough. Damn, I don't have any numbers. I'll have to use an Ultra Ball then. Nice curveball, make it count. Oh, there we go. Okay, first catch of day, it's just a one-day streak, because again, I haven't really played it in so long. New size record, because again, it was tiny. Anyway, I'll check up on it later. We're cutting it pretty close here. Commercials. Alright, there we go. Minutes and 3 minutes. Let's go to music, top 40. And this time we're going to play Alex Claire, Too Close. And after that, we'll play. What can we play? We already played Dua Lipa earlier. Let's see. Let's play. Where is it? Maria Carey. Let's play that. Maria Carey, Beautiful, otherwise known as hashtag Beautiful, featuring Miguel. That's from 2013, by the way. It has the hashtag symbol on it, which around that point, Twitter was becoming a big thing at that point. Well, to be fair, Twitter was becoming a big thing before that. I think, Twitter was becoming really popular in, like, 2009 and 2010. I think my Twitter account was created in 2010, I believe. So, yeah. I have had it for, like, 15 years now. It's quite interesting. I remember I created it on a PlayStation Portable. Same went with my, Facebook account, too. It's quite interesting. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up with the next segment, which I don't know what will be. Probably more Pokemon Go. We'll see what happens. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Beautiful, featuring Miguel. I'm Maria Carey, and Too Close by Alex Claire, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, it is now time to move on to the second part of Pokemon Go. And, we need to use, two berries, actually. Actually, just one, technically, to get these missions done. So let's see if we can do that. Italy! gameplay keeps very intact if the ball doesn't catch it. I did catch it still, though. Yep, there we go. Yeah. From Hoenn. Wind pod, of course. I love those. Might as well use a candy berry on it too, because I need extra candy for this guy. Don't know how much I'm at right now to evolve one. The last candy berry caught it anyway. I'm not quite there yet. Only two of star I'm gonna throw it away. There we go. And I got some out research chests. Field research, that is, but well. No big deal. Let's move on. We'll try to catch this guy here. Just a regular raspberry. Yeah. So this is a great ball. Let's see what happens. Go. So it's worth 2 stars, huh? You see the very good on defense. I'll probably throw it away anyway. There we go. We might as well. Here's Diglett. Classic, by the way. Let's use the great ball. Good devil. Oh, good job, Winston. Great job. I said great. And it looks like it worked out after all. Until the sound's probably gonna cut out soon. Yep, I knew that. Alright, we'll just speak to ourselves to this point. We're catching Diglett now. Yeah, I had a feeling that was going to happen because of the way it sounded. It broke free, by the way. I have one ultra ball I could try. Throw it right. There we go. Well, that worked. It's just one a different ball, I guess. But it's worth nothing, though. So that's definitely getting thrown away. I guess that's all the Pokemon here on the map, so there you go. Anyway, let's see what we got here in the shop. Hoopa Unbound Raid Day ticket, huh? Let's see what this is about, if I can hit on it. February 15th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. 8 additional raid passes from spinning photo disc gems. Increased chance to receive the rare candy XL from the raids, plus a 50% more XP and 2x Stardust for successfully completing the raids. Looks like you get Hoopa in return, which is, I forget what Hoopa is. It has a picture on here, but it's like the other way around. I have to look it up. It's from Gen 6, I believe, which is X and Y. I am going to go ahead and look it up right now on my computer here. Hoopa. Pokemon. Oh, there we go. Yeah, there's already pictures on here. I'm just going to click on the Bulbapedia page on here. Oh, I see. Okay, this is from the Pokemon movie. The Hoopa Clash of Ages movie. Yeah, okay, here's the but we're in Pokemon Go, you're getting the Unbound form, which is right here. You can't see it, though, but it looks completely different compared to the original form, which, to be fair, I think just looks ugly compared to the other one. The original one, I think, just looks better, in my opinion. The new one just looks ugly. Anyway, we got a Pokemon here. It's called Pulse. We'll just use a raspberry to make it happier, I guess. There goes Winnie. Good job, Winnie. Great curveball. It should count. Yep. And it looks like it caught it just fine. Just what we want to see. But it's only one star, so I'm going to throw it away. No big deal, though. Just realize that Lucky Egg is still in progress, so not for, but we'll be out for after 4 minutes, so there you go. But no big deal. But yeah, so this gym is a red one. It's not letting me, oh, there we go. Sadly, it's full, so there's no way any of us would get in. No big deal, though, what should be. We can at least see who's all in here. Alright. Oh, a few friends in here, but we were able to get in, but oh well. I do want to see what day they got in. It's not letting me click on it again. There we go. 17 hours. It was probably, killed yesterday, which was Wednesday. Most recent one was about less than 4 hours ago, so that was about 5 a.m. Early bird Pokemon Go player. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it's 9:28. We got to put a commercial in. Yeah, okay. Totally lost track of time there. Anyway, we're going to put a commercial break in now, guys. Put that one in this time. There we go, it's a little bit oddball, but close enough. Anyway, music, top 40. We'll play Rollin' the Deep by Adele, about 4 minutes there. And then after that, we'll play, let's see what we got here, it's about 3 minutes. Better hurry up, Jesse. Yep, I know. Don't you worry, child. Let's try that. Seems fair enough. We might be able to work with that. Okay, let's see what happens here, guys. Anyway, coming up in the last segment, I think we're just going to read the weather and, like, news or something. I don't know. We'll recap the weather and what happened. Anyway, coming up is the last segment of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, a recap and a weather report. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. By Adele, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Anyway, we made it to the final segment, but well, here we go. It's now time for the weather report before we get on the recap. So here we go. Here's today's weather for Thursday, February 13th. Cold, periods of snow, sleet, and freezing rain this morning up to, I believe, what is this measurement? I think it's 1 inch. Maybe 1 foot. I don't know. It won't let me highlight it, but I think it's 1 inch. Maybe 1 foot. But I can't really tell you. Let me just look it up. I know it's this symbol right here. In measurement. Thank you. 2020 vision. Yeah, it doesn't help us much. It's probably an inch. Yeah, it's 25. It is an inch. Okay. So yeah, it's up to 1 inch, followed by a bit of snow this afternoon. Icy spots can cause dangerous travel, high of 35. Sorry, I was just confirming it. And tonight it'll be cloudy and cold with a little ice mixing with, then changing to rain. Watch for icy spots in the evening with a low of 30. And the snow will be ending in 4 hours, and the ice will be ending in 3 hours. And I don't think I'm going to read the forecast this time, guys. And again, there's an ice storm warning, and, let's see what else here. And a cold weather advisory, the cold weather advisory ends at noon today, and the ice storm warning doesn't end till 4 a.m. on Friday, February 14th, sadly, but well. But anyway, like I said, the forecast, I would read it, but I really want to read this recap with you, so there you go. Anyway, here's the recap, guys. There we go. In the first segment, we read about the weather. I at least read a 5-day forecast in that segment. It's just a little bit hard to do because my mouth just didn't want to cooperate. It is now, though. I also read about the school closures here in Dallas, and believe it or not, Dallas School District is unfortunately closed today because of inclement weather. All classes and activities are canceled today. So if you're hoping to go to school today, guess what? It ain't happening. It's closed. So there you go. There ain't even an hour or 2 hour delay. It's literally closed. So there you go. So thank God for the kids that can watch, who get to stay at home today, I guess. But anyway, enough all that. For segment two, we did food talk, and for the first time ever, we were actually able to read free recipes, and they were actually Valentine's Day themed recipes. Now, I know Valentine's Day isn't until tomorrow, but just be prepared for yourself for tomorrow, guys. Just say it. We read sweet and salty baked donuts with chocolate and peanuts on it for coating. I believe we also read a chocolate peanut butter protein shake, I believe. Well, you can go to my history here to see what it is. I think it should. Yep. Chocolate peanut butter smoothie recipe, brilliant chocolate gravy recipe, and sweet and salty baked donuts not peanut butter, but it was chocolate and peanuts. And for TMZ, I think we only read two stories for TMZ. But no, well, I think we only read three, though. No, I think it was just two. No. Well, yeah, technically it was two. But technically we did do three, because the third one, we just played a video. And it was a San Diego plane or whatever crashing the bay. So technically it was free, but we were just playing a video for the first story. That's all. But yeah, for the first story, it was Teddy Mellencamp divorced, still moving forward despite her brain tumors. Second story was Village People singer Victor Willis saying that YMCA is indeed not about gay sex. And the first story, I just literally played the video of the plane crash in San Diego Bay. I didn't even hit the keep reading button. I just literally just played the video. Yeah. And then for the fourth and fifth segment, we all played Pokemon Go. Got Aunt Lou back in the habit, too. It's funny. So there you go. So, yeah, we did that as a two-part in the fourth and fifth segment, so that was pretty cool. Sent some gifts back to other people, so there you go. Anyway, enough all that. I think at this point we should be okay. I don't really know what else to do, guys, other than the fact that, today is pretty snowy. It is snowing right now. I can tell it is. See that snow going down right now. So there you go. And yeah, are we on the air? Yes, we are. So there you go. Anyway, I'll just go ahead and put this commercial in, guys, even though it's early. But yeah, there you go. Let's see if we have a PSA we can put in. We do have a few, not a whole lot. Copied some over from the server I have, but I just don't really have the time to do it right now. I'll probably just use this one right here. One there, and finally this one to make it even 3 minutes. There we go. Subcategory is top 40, and for music, I believe we will play. What should we play? Let's play Khalid and Disclosure. Know Your Worth, and then after that, we'll play a Lil Nation Sale to close out the show. How about that? Sounds fair enough. There we go. Anyway, I think that might do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Mori Club. I still have some time left to talk with you guys. I think this turned out really good, guys. Very good, indeed. In fact, I'm genuinely surprised this virtual machine did not crash at all. I think the reason why is because I was using the old version of VirtualBox, I was using a much older version. In fact, I discovered a version I was using. I can't remember what version it was. I think it was like a version like 6.1. I was just using it for compatibility reasons because it worked better with probably Arrow with Windows 7 or whatever. But now I have to use 7.0 because I think it works better with newer video cards like the since this is a newer video card from 2023, it would make sense to use a newer version of VirtualBox. But I don't really like the newer version of VirtualBox because the one with the newer logo, that is, because I tried it one time, it's very slow, and I wouldn't say it's too slow, but it's just hard for an angle on my computer here. It's just really hard. It reminds me of how slow VMware is, so there you go. But this one seems to be this version. What version was it again? I think it was like version 7.1. No, I think it was version 7.0. Let me double check that. Oh, VirtualBox 7.0.24. That's what version it is. So yeah, that version seems to get the job done well enough for Radio DJ to work very well on Windows XP with this video card just fine. And I'm happy for that, guys. So, there you go. But I'll still keep our Windows 10 VM available in case of an emergency. In fact, it's still running. We're not broadcasting from it, though, but we'll keep it. I'm probably shut down once this show's over with, though, but, yeah. But anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. It's so great to see that this is finally working again. And hopefully I'll see you tomorrow on Valentine's Day, which will be a Friday. But until then, I'll see you on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2025. But until then, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I'll see you all tomorrow morning, hopefully. But until then, goodbye, everyone. Yep.